Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is up, TFA fam? Thank you for checking out the show. Today, I'm going to go over a few of my favorite picks on Thrive Fantasy for Week 6. If you're unfamiliar with their platform, it's DFS, but with player props. So instead of picking salaries and trying to find the perfect lineup for you to hit, all you got to do, you just pick some overs and unders. The more likely an outcome is, the less points you get. The less likely it is, the more points you get. Get the most amount of points, hit the most props, and that's how you end up cashing out. So just want to go over a couple of my favorite picks. Going to be taking a look at the traditional contest today, where you have the 20 props, you pick your 10, that's how you make your lineup out of that one. And then at the end, I'm going to give you my favorite prop parlay from the prop lobby. So let's get into it. All right, first up for week 6, I'm going Patrick Mahomes over 2.5 touchdowns. Going to keep this one short and sweet. Mahomes has at least 3 touchdowns in all but one game this year, which came last week against the Bills, who have one of the best defenses in the league right now. Fast forward to week 6, now he gets a matchup with Washington. On the year, Washington has allowed 14 passing touchdowns, which is tied only with Tampa Bay, and they played 6 games. They're also allowing the 7th most passing yards. They rank 29th in Football Outsiders pass DVOA, so really like this prop. Even with a banged-up Tyreek Hill, I still think he can get to that 3 touchdown mark. Number 2, I'm going Carson Wentz under 0.5 interceptions. So basically just saying that he's not going to throw a pick in this game. I know this one's a little bit thin. All it takes is a deflected pass, something that doesn't even end up being Carson Wentz's fault. But that's also why this one is sitting at 125 points to the under versus 75 to the over. I really like this one. Wentz has only thrown 1 pick on the year, and according to playerprofiler.com, Wentz has been charged with just 7 interceptable passes this season, which ranks 19th among quarterbacks. The Texans are blitzing at the 2nd lowest rate in the league and also have the 2nd lowest pressure rate. If you look at it on the season, Houston does actually have the 5th highest number of interceptions so far, sitting at 6. Half of those came week 1 against rookie Trevor Lawrence, so they've only had 3 since then. I think they had 1 in week 2, so 4 of those 6 picks came in the first 2 weeks. This game has one of the lower point totals on the week, sitting at just 43.5. The Colts are 10.5-point home favorites, so this should be a game where Wentz doesn't, quote-unquote, have to throw either. So give me no picks for Carson Wentz in week 6. The last pick here for me is Austin Eckler over 99.5 total yards, so his rushing and receiving. Looking at the Ravens' rush defense, it's been pretty solid this year. They've only given up 400 rushing yards to running backs on the year, ranks 19th in the league. They have 3.68 defensive adjusted line yards, which ranks 6th in the league, and that's the good part, right? Let's take a look at the bat. They're 19th in overall rush DVOA, and they actually have the 6th worst second-level yards metric according to Football Outsiders, meaning they do give up some chunk yardage. And then on the other side of that matchup, the Chargers offensive line, they rank 7th in adjusted line yards and 5th in second-level yards. The key here, though, for Eckler this week and every single week is his receiving involvement and his ability as a pass catcher, right? The Ravens have actually given up the 2nd most receiving yards to running backs on the season. They're just 1 of 4 teams to allow 300 or more yards. Now you add in the fact that Mike Williams looking like he's going to not play, he's going to miss this game, or at the very least be limited. He did not practice all week with a knee injury. Eckler has hit this over in 4 straight games. The only game that he didn't hit it was week 1 when he had just 57 yards, but he wasn't even targeted a single time in that game. Despite that fact, Eckler is still sitting 6th amongst running backs in targets. So I love this over for Austin Eckler, 99.5 total yards. On the DraftKings Sportsbook, his total is sitting at 112.5. So I think you're getting some value here. This game also 51-point total and a spread of just 2.5. So should be some back and forth. this is going to be a game where the Chargers get up and they're able just to run the ball. And even if that is the case, that's still going to bode well for Eckler. So give me the over here. To close out the show, going to give you guys my favorite prop parlay here. Now, you're going to find this under the prop lobby. This isn't a contest versus other Thrive users. It's only versus the house. For these, you can pick 2, 3, or 4 props to parlay together, but you obviously have to hit all of them in order to get paid out. So I'm just going to do a 2-prop parlay. The payout is still 3.6x, so I still like this the payout here. But if you're able to hit all 4, it is an 11x payout. But my favorite 2 this week, I'm going to go Jonathan Taylor over 81.5 rushing yards. Texans have only given up the 7th most rushing yards to running backs, and I say only because I was actually surprised they weren't in the top 3, especially considering their record and how bad that team's been. They rank 30th in rush DVOA and adjusted line yards, and they rank 31st in second level yards. Now, Indy's run blocking has been average on the year. I think most of that is due to the injuries they've had. They rank just 17th in adjusted line yards, but they are 10th in second level yards. And we know that Taylor can rip off chunk plays at will. Last year, Taylor was 2nd in the league in breakaway runs, and he actually ranked 6th this year despite his slow start. So, like I said, with Carson Wentz, Colts are sitting 10.5-point favorites. I think we see a lot of Taylor in this game. And then I'm pairing that with another running back, and to stick with the rushing yards, and I'm going to go James Robinson over 73.5 yards. The Dolphins are one of the teams that are actually ahead of Houston in terms of the rushing yards allowed to running backs, sitting at 5th most in the league. And it's not like this one is like one of those misleading ones where they had a guy, you know, a Derrick Henry rip off 220 yards against them, right? They've consistently allowed running backs to do damage against them. Week 1, Damian Harris went for 100 yards. Week 2, Devin Singletary went for over 80. Week 3, Peyton Barber went for over 100. Jonathan Taylor did the same thing in Week 4. Last week, Leonard Fournette went for 67, but he also only had 12 carries. So in the past 3 games, James Robinson has had at least 15 carries and 78 yards each week. So I think this is a safe pick for you to get that 3.6x return combined with the JT rushing over. That's all I got for you this week for the Thrive Week 6 picks. Going forward, Tom Corson should be joining me, the other half of TFA's Prop Talk. So give me some feedback. Let me know what you like, what you didn't like, what you want to see more of. Like I said, Tom's going to be joining me going forward. So there will be some more picks and some more analysis and a little bit more back and forth. It's not going to be a solo video every week. So get those props in. Let me know how it goes for you. We do have a code to use for Thrive for first-time depositors. Use code TFA for a dollar-for-dollar 100% match bonus whenever you deposit at least $10, and they will match you all the way up to $100. So good luck this week, and I will talk to you all soon.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.